Nun heyom it beis at the top. Another min hadogon osur af befula mitzri yaveish umuter belach. We said yesterday dogon means anything that they pile in piles after harvesting it. So the dry beans they pile into piles, but not the moist ones. Umuter ba'orez. That dogon is not rice. Rice isn't stored like that. Bechilka, betirgis, uvetisni. These are all wheat, but they are made into cereal. They're like what's it called? Each one is the kernel of the wheat is divided up into different parts. Chilka is one amount, and what's it called? Rashi says chilka chita shenechilkal shnai. You divide the kernel into two. Tirgis is into three parts. Tisni is four parts. It's not chita anymore. And therefore, when he made the nether, he didn't include that. He made what's it called? Dogon is only the grain itself, not the cereal that's made from it. Right? Or it's talking where when he made the nether, these things were already broken up, and therefore the nether wasn't chal on them. And according to others, even if it was chita to begin with, but then it turned into this other that he didn't have in mind to have that. It's not something that comes from it. It's a different metzias. Okay. Hanodim in a peiros hashana, person made a neder, he's not going to eat the fruits of this year. Osir b'chol peiros hashana, so he's osir with peiros that grow from the ground. Umutar b'gdoyim, b'tloyim, b'chola, b'beitzim, b'gozlos. But fruit doesn't include all these other things. The imam are gidulei shana alai. But if he said what is produced or what grows in this year, then also bekulan. Then all of those things are things that grow during the year. V'hanodar min peros ha'aretz. If he made a nether not to eat peros ha'aretz. Asur b'chol peros ha'aretz. He's asur in all things that grow from the ground. U'motar b'kmoinu pitrios. But mushrooms. He's mutter because they don't grow from the ground. The imamar gedulei karka alai osur bekulan. But if you say gedulei karka, not peros haaretz, but gedulei karka, then mushrooms are also gedulei karka. Versus Ramini, al dover she'en gedulam in haaretz, omer she'akol nebedvaro, v'tanya al hamelech ve'al azamis ve'al kmoim u'pitrios, omer she'akol nebedvaro. One of the things you make a she'akol, which is not called, which is called en gedulam in haaretz, is mushrooms. So why should it be included in gedulei karka? Mara says, Omer Abaya, mirba ravu me'ara. They do grow from the ground, so they are called gedulei karka. But meinak me'avira yanki. But they don't get their nourishment from the ground. They get the nourishment, their spores. They get the nourishment from the air. Velo me'ara. Right? So therefore, they are gedulei karka, but they're not gedula min ha'aretz. Okay. They're not right. They're not peros ha'aretz, but they are gedulei karka. They grow from the ground, even though they don't get nourished from the ground. Aymar says, v'haktani al dover she'en gedula min ha'aretz. It says, what's it called? Dover she'en gedula min ha'aretz. So why should they be considered gedulei karka? Tani al dover she'en yonik min ha'aretz. No, it's what's it called? Something, it's Ein Echonamri, it's Gedulei Ha'aretz, but it's not Pri Ha'adama because it doesn't get nourishment from the ground. So in that price, it shouldn't say Gedulo Min Ha'aretz, Eli Yenikoso Min Ha'aretz. Rashi. Also Bekulan, Dekulan Gedulei Shana Ninu. All of them are things that grow during the year. Mutter Bekomainu Pitrio, Shigeim Nom, Elo Eitzim. They grow usually on trees, or whatever, mushrooms, or sometimes they grow mamash from the ground. But asur de kamayim bepitrus gedulei karka ninu. They do grow from the ground. Zumis is, I don't know what it is, some kind of salt or brine. Omer shahakol ni abedvaro, mitikachoshi bichlau she'en gedula min haaretz kamayinu pitrios, amad alav gedulei karka ninu. L'chora, since it says that things that don't grow from the ground, you make a shahakol, and one of the examples is mushrooms, so obviously mushrooms are not gedulei karka. Me'avira yanki, she'en lohem shroshim ba'aretz. They don't have roots, right? They get their nourishment from the air. L'fichach ein mevorchem aleihem kedover she'gadol min ha'aretz. shouldn't be something that just emerges from the ground. It has to be something that is nourished from the ground to make a bari pri adama. B'haktani al davar shein gedulo min ha'aretz v'hainu k'mayinu pitrios alma afilu mir benomi lo rova mi'ara. It's not even considered growing from the ground. So he says, no, in that price you should have the gears to shein yonek v'hainu k'mayinu pitrios to me'avira yanki. Anything that doesn't get nourished from the ground, you don't make a bari pri adama. Okay, hanodim in haksus. Person made an enter not to wear clothing. Not could have any kind of from clothing. So mutter besak, he can wear a sackcloth, because that's, people don't refer to that as clothing. Ubi yiriya, and a sheet, put a sheet around him. Uve chamila. Chamila, Rashi says, ke'en yiriya here. It's like a sheet, I think it's made out of leather. Omar konim tsemer, olo alai, if he said, no, what's it called, wool is going to come on me. So mutalis kasas begize tzemer, he can put pieces of wool on him. He didn't mean that. He meant woolen clothing. Ha pishtan olo alai. Mutalis kasas banitse pishtan. No pishtan's going to come. No linen's going to come on me. He doesn't mean pieces of linen. He means linen clothing. Rabbi Yehuda omer hakolothi hanoder. Rabbi Yehuda said it depends, and there's not really an argument over here, he's just explaining, it depends what the circumstances of the nether were. Ton v'hizi of hoyarecho kosha, the guy was carrying loads of wool or linen, and he was sweating, and his body odor was bad, and he really was disgusted with carrying these loads of wool or linen. Omar konim tsemru pishtim olo alai. I'm never going to, what's it called, have any tzemer pishtim on me again. So then he obviously didn't mean clothing. He meant bundles of tzemer and pishtim. Then mutal iskasis vasalahav shalachorav. Then he's allowed to wear clothing of wool and linen, because he didn't mean that. He meant he's not going to carry packages of wool and linen anymore. Rashi, chamila kein yiriyahi. Konim tzemerola mashma malbushel tzemer. When a person says stam, I'm not gonna have any wool on me. He means clothing. Doesn't mean pieces of wool. Banitse pishtan, the daik velo nofits. Anitse pishtan are stalks of what's it called, of linen, of flax, that were not yet, combed, but they were beaten. Ton semru pishtan vezia, machmas hamasi. He was carrying this load of wool or linen, and he was sweating. And his body odor was great because of the sweat. So then he made a nether, I'm never going to put pishtan and tzemer on me again. Then he's allowed to wear begodim of tzemer and pishtan, but he's not allowed to carry them as a package. We see from the circumstances that the nether was intended not to repeat this bad situation again. Okay. Tanya, hanoder min aksus mutar besak ubiriyah v'chamila. Person made a nether not to wear clothing, so sackcloth is not considered clothing. Sheets are not considered clothing, and a chamila is also like a sheet, is not considered clothing. But v'aser bepunda. But he can't wear a punda. Rashi says, "Ezer chol shechogrimbo is a hollow belt." Uva piskia, I'm not sure what a piskia is.
It says wide belt.
A wide belt, okay. Uva sakortia, Rashi says, "Meforish lekamon," okay. Uva katbalia is some kind of leather thing that you wear over the iskartia. An iskartia is like an apron. And this is like, an iskartia is like a leather shirt, and this is like an apron you wear over that. Uve katbalia, v'anfalia. Anfalia are, what's it called, are slippers of leather. Uplinia is a apron. The plinia is an apron. Umichnosayim, vikova, and pants, and a hat. All of those are considered clothes. Yeah, all that is included in clothes. So color by the 9 days where you can't buy new clothes, but you buy new other things, hats, lechara, go into clothes, and shoes also go into clothes. So washing, if you have shoes that you could wash, also is considered washing clothes, or if you could wash your hat, also the same thing. Mayi skorti, what is an iskorti? Omarava Babrachana Kituna Ditzola. It's a leather shirt. Tanya Yotzin Bisak Ova, right, on Shabbos. You're allowed to wear a thick sack, because it's considered an article of clothing to wear. Uvisagus Ova. A sagus Ova is also a kind of sack, Rashi says. Kituna Ditzola Mabusha Or. Skus Ova Min Saku Ova Tve Miyiria. It's thicker than a sheet. Uve yiria, and a yiria is a sheet. Uve chamila mitnei hakshamim. If you want to wear all these things, they're considered wearing, not carrying, even if you're wearing them just for the rain. Avalo b'teva, you can't take a box and put it over your head for the rain. That's not considered an article of clothing, so you're carrying it. Velo b'kupa, same kind of thing, another kind of box. Velo b'machatzeles, or a mat, can't put it over your head on Shabbos because that's not considered wearing. Mipnei hagshamim, haroim yotzim b'sakim, right? A roe could go out on Shabbos with a sack. Velo roim b'lvad, not only shepherds. Amru ela kol adam, really everybody can do it. Ela shedivru chacham b'hovah, most people don't wear sacks, but roim wear sacks. That's usually they get them in Saks Fifth Avenue. Okay. I just couldn't resist that. What? Yeah. So that's a different story. See, here we're talking.
I'm top of the hat.
No, I understand. What? I understand. That's a different problem. Here we're talking about things that protect you from the rain. The rain hat protects your hat from the rain. So the halacha is that something that is not a malbush, but you're wearing it as a malbush, and it's protect your body, that's okay. That's all these things, sheets, whatever. But if it's not a beged by itself, like a sheet, or a plastic rain hat, but it's only a protection of your clothing, right, then you can't wear it. So Rav Moshe Feinstein therefore holds, outside of an Eruv, you can't wear a plastic rain hat, because it's not a malbush, you can't wear it, it's a covering, right, and it's only there to protect your hat, not to protect you. The tells they wore rain hats. The reason was that the Rashiva held that it's not just to protect your hat, but if your hat gets wet, your head gets wet. So if you wear the rain hat, it's to protect your head from getting wet too, right? Not just your, and the truth is like that for sure. People wear rain hats, it's like in place of an umbrella, so your head doesn't get wet, right? Because they goes on there, so it's not just to protect the hat, Mamela, it's okay, even though it's not a beged by itself, but it's protecting your body, that's good enough too.
Taking a plastic bag over your head.
So the same thing would be. So a plastic bag or a, what's it called, a plastic bag or a rain hat are not a malbush itself. But if you're doing it, like it says over here, to put a sheet over your head for the rain, to protect your body, that's fine. If you consider it only protecting your hat, then it's not okay. Even a regular rain hat, which calls your cane a plastic bag. But if you hold that protecting your hat is also protecting your head, then you can wear a plastic bag too.
Plastic bag over the shekel, ladies.
Yeah, shekel, the for sure protects their hair.
For sure.
It's not just for the shekel, it's for their head too. Right. I remember during the Gulf War, I was going back from Yerushalayim with my daughter, and all of a sudden by Ramot there was a siren. So we pulled into the hotel there, the Tamir. No, it wasn't Ramot, it was by the Tamir. We ran in, you know, to go to a Cheder Atum. And I see a guy there, one of these cleaner bags. I guess he didn't have a gas mask. So, you know, the thing that the gleaners got, he had a cleaner's bag over his head. I guess he thought that was really gonna, you know. So that's that. You could, if you could only go out on Shabbos with that, if it's protecting your body. I guess that you see, it protects your body from gas attacks too. So. Okay, now Rabbi Yehuda Omer Hakol Lefi HaNoder. Rabbi Yehuda says it depends on the circumstances of the nether. Tanya Ketzad Om Rabbi Yehuda Hakol Lefi HaNoder. Well, give an example. Hoyalavu Semer the Hetzer. He was wearing woolen clothing, and it was in the middle of the summer, and he was really schwitzing. Then we know he meant not to wear woolen clothing. That was his nether. So he's not allowed to wear woolen clothing, but he's allowed to carry wool. But on the other hand, if he was carrying linen and he was sweating, I'm never going to have pishtun on me again. He didn't mean clothing. He meant bundles of pishtun. Then mutter lilbosh v'asolitam. Rashi. Yotzim b'shabes b'cholelu dvarim. Avalo b'teva. Shlo yokuf teva rosho v'yetzi. The musu heavy. That's called carrying. That's not called wearing. Umutter liton. Shlo nother elami malbush. Shari yoy mitstar mi malbush. He was wearing leather, what's it called, woolen clothing. It was hot. So he meant, I'm not going to wear wool. Not that he's not going to carry wool. But if he was carrying pishtun or wool, and he was sweating because it was a heavy load, right, then, and he says, I'm never going to have this on me again, he didn't mean to wear, he meant to carry. So you have to look at the circumstances to know what he meant. Did they ever say it?
Right.
So again, that's the lotion they used anyway. Yeah, any lotion that's right, that's it, right.